Alex Ferrara, and I'm taking a deep dive into the world of beauty and women's health. I'm asking all the questions and trying every product and trend so you don't have to. Get ready for a little glam and a lot of info. This is Glow Up and Speak Out. So as I'm recording this, I am 7.5 weeks postpartum. And I don't care who you are, how old you are, what size you are, what kind of birth you had, the first 3 months postpartum are just not the time where you feel the most attractive. They're just not. They're literally just not. I have friends who have insane genetics and they had a flat stomach and to me looked amazing like 2 weeks after. And they still said, oh, it took me a year to feel good about myself, to feel back to myself. It took me 2 years to feel back to myself. So let alone, you know, the first month, 2 months, 3 months, it's a really intense time. And you're so grateful. Like, I am so grateful that I'm healthy, that my baby's healthy, that my body did this amazing thing. But at the same time, when I look in the mirror, it's like, whoa, who is that girl? Different face, different body, stretch marks galore, skin freaking out. When I was pregnant, my skin was pretty good. All of a sudden, postpartum, it is so dry. It is so dry. The skin on my scalp is dry. My skin on my face is dry. My hands are dry. I know part of this is because it's winter. I gave birth on January 8th in New York City, but also none of my normal tricks have been working. I'm also developing some postpartum rosacea, which I will update you on that. I have an appointment with a dermatologist this week, which I've been told can happen because of hormone fluctuations. So basically, there's all these crazy hormone fluctuations going on, and that takes about a year to settle down, and it's a wild ride. But yeah, a lot of things can be true at the same time. You can be really grateful to feel pretty good, to be healthy, to have had your baby, that your body did this thing, but also be really kind of unsettled at just not recognizing what you see in the mirror. So then on top of all of that, there's just no more time, especially in the first newborn phase. There's just no time at all for anything. And so you really have to pick what you prioritize. And so I don't really care about having my makeup or my hair done. I don't care that much about makeup. As you know, I'm just more about skincare. I'm more about the natural look anyway. So what I'm prioritizing is I make sure I shower every single day. I've not missed one shower yet because that is just so important to my mental health. And then I do skincare. You really just have to get down to bare bones basics. Like, what do I need? Okay, showering, skincare, getting to PT, and getting to therapy. Those are kind of my essentials, non-negotiables right now. And I'm just not mentally ready for hair and makeup, but I'm also not mentally ready for real clothes because I have not a stitch of clothing that fits me currently. So I am also rolling with two-piece loungewear sets and leggings at the moment. And if you see me, I'm probably going to look like a mess, like crazy frizzy hair, pale winter skin, and in loungewear. But just know that getting clean and showered and skincare and fresh clothes every day right now feels like a really big accomplishment. And that's just where I'm at. So today I'm going to shout out a few things that are helping me just start to feel more like myself and helping my skin calm down, helping me calm down mentally, helping me feel like I am taking care of myself just a little bit at a time. First of all, a clean beauty brand to know is RMS, RMS Beauty. They're one of the oldest clean beauty brands, one of the originals. The founder is so cool. Her name is Rosemarie Swift. I think she's almost 70. She's gorgeous. She's so classic. She was a makeup artist for years and they just have really, really good basics. They're also so generous. They sent me a beautiful package of gorgeous beauty goodies to try. And I tried everything and I'm going to share my absolute favorite, which is called their Revolve Radiance Locking Primer. It's so gorgeous. So they made it to lock makeup in all day, but it also has hyaluronic acid. It kind of has this pink pearl essence. It's really hydrating. It's really light, no fragrance. And my husband and I have been out for one dinner. We had one of my best friends very, very kindly watch John, and we went out for our first dinner. It was the first time we left him. It felt very crazy, but it was also very exciting. And I threw some makeup on really fast, and I mixed this primer with foundation because I really like mixing primer with foundation because it looks more natural, especially in the winter when you're pale. Sometimes your foundation looks a little crazy because you haven't had sun on your face in a while. So I love mixing it because I like the really, really natural look. So anyway, I just threw a pump of this into my Cali Ray foundation, mixed it around, put it all on as a tinted moisturizer, threw on some cream blush, and was ready to go out the door. And my friend said, "Whoa, your skin looks so beautiful. What have you been doing?" I was like, my skin has never been worse, ever. It's never felt worse. It's like dry and cracking and red. But for some reason, this primer really helped give it a little boost. I absolutely love it. It's the RMS Radiance Locking Revolve Primer. A+. So I've always had a sensitive scalp. Like if I go on vacation in the sun, it'll get sunburned. I have a sensitive scalp. And now I just feel like my entire head, like everything on my face, my scalp is just dry postpartum. So another product I've been testing is this Calming Scalp Serum by Crown Affair. It's Crown and then AFFAIR, this clean hair care line. And this is the first thing I've tried for them. And I really like it. It's really pretty. It's really cooling on the scalp. It has like a little pump squirt bottle, so it's really easy to apply. It's in a gorgeous glass package. It has hyaluronic acid to hydrate, aloe to calm, and tea tree oil to reduce redness. It's really cooling, and I've really been liking it. I think it's a great product, a great gift, and we should all be taking extra good care of our scalp because that's where the hair grows. We want to create a good environment. So I'm going to be really honest, and one of the areas that has bothered me most since I've got pregnant and postpartum is my face, because I feel like I was really swollen in pregnancy and a lot of it went to my face. I feel like a lot of the weight gain was around my face and my neck, and so it's been just a little jarring for me to look in the mirror because, of course, I expect my stomach to change, but I didn't expect so many changes in my face. So that has been a little jarring. And I've had to really work on breathing and just a lot of patience in that area. But as we know, I've always loved a face tool. So for the morning puffiness, for the lymphatic drainage, for the little jaw massage, I'm obsessed with the Skinny Confidential Pink Balls. The Lauren Everts Pink Balls Face Massager Tool is so good. I got it as a gift. It's amazing. So it's not an ice roller. The ice roller is also amazing for depuffing, but this gets in there, like in the cheekbone. It's more like a massage, and you can also go down your neck. So it kind of mimics someone's hands if they were giving you a facial massage or something. Also, if you have any sort of jaw tension or you're doing Invisalign or you clench your jaw at night or anything, this really gets in there and just works it all out. So I've been trying to do that every single day. So I've also been doing a belly band, if nothing else than just for back support, but a little belly band for compression as everything comes back together. And the one that I like is from Bodily. It's Velcro. You can throw it on throughout the day. I like to throw it on when I'm going on a long walk as just extra compression and support to help me remember to engage my abs and to help my back when I'm pushing the stroller or using the carrier. But Bodily is such a good brand for any sort of pregnancy, postpartum, anything. They literally have everything you need. Okay, so I also finally tried a product from Beauty Counter that I had never tried, and it's the Beauty Counter Balm for All. It's this really, really thick balm that you can put on dry skin anywhere. And why I'm loving it right now is because a friend of mine told me she uses it on her baby and her toddler. And I thought, obviously, because it's Beauty Counter, it's clean, but my friend uses it for her baby for diaper rash, for like dry skin. So it's something for the entire family. I'm using it as a hand cream, and I used it on my baby for a little dry patch of skin, and it's really thick. It's really moisturizing. It's the thing if you're a mom to just have in your bag for the whole fam for any sort of dry patch or what have you. I've also returned to an old favorite, which is the Caudalie Beauty Elixir Spray. It smells like eucalyptus. It smells like a spa. You can use it as a toner. You can use it as a setting spray. I know a lot of makeup artists use it as both. They'll do a spritz right before makeup. They'll do a spritz right after makeup to help everything set well. Right now, I'm just using it throughout the day as just a little mental pick-me-up. There's something about how it smells and how it feels that just makes me feel fresh and revived. This is such a gorgeous gift. It's something that not everyone is going to have, and it's kind of like not a necessity. It's not like the tinted moisturizer, the mascara, the things you always think to buy. It's a little extra and it really makes you feel good. It's so beautiful. And I've just found myself returning to it as a little mental pick-me-up throughout the day. Okay. So as promised, I promised that I would start reviewing the Good Clean Goop line, which if you don't know, is different from Goop. So Goop is on the Goop website. It can get very expensive. It is very, very clean. There are always clinical trials. There's usually a doctor or scientist or dermatologist involved. It's definitely a product you can trust, but it gets pricey. So they wanted to also do a more affordable and accessible, super, super clean beauty line that is also available at Target and on Amazon. And that brand is called Good Clean Goop, not just Goop. It's called Good Clean Goop. So I have been testing that. I've been reviewing it. Everything is under $45. So the price point is way more accessible, but it's still clean and there's still clinical trials. So it's clean beauty on a budget. Okay, so I first started with the Power Scrub Scalp Detox. Gonna be honest, not my fave. I did not like it. I'm gonna be very real here. Don't waste your money. Not good. It didn't really get all the way down into the scalp. It kind of just sat on top of the hair. The price point is $29.99. Didn't love it. So, and I'm comparing it to the Goop line, the Himalayan Salt Scalp Scrub, which is $55. Okay. That one is the best thing ever. It feels good. It feels cooling. It really cleans your hair. It gets right in there. It smells amazing. It's in a huge vat, so it lasts forever because you might not use it every single day. You probably are not going to use it every single day. So don't spend $29.99 on the Good Clean Goop Amazon scalp scrub. Do not waste your money. If you really need like a detox scalp scrub situation, spend the $55 and just have it for longer and use it sparingly. Just spend the money on the good thing. That's how I am, at least. I'd rather have quality over quantity. Okay, so then I tried the Good Clean Goop Naked Elixir Body Oil. The body oil is also $29.99. I think it's great. I think it's really, really good. It was gorgeous. It has vitamin E, turmeric. It felt amazing on my hands and my nails and my whole body. Loved it. I thought it was great. Okay, then I tried what I think is my favorite so far, which is the Good Clean Goop Nutrient Rich Daily Moisturizer, $29.99. It has hyaluronic acid, prebiotics, raspberry seed oil, niacinamide, which is one of my favorite ingredients in all of skincare. It does a million things. It like shrinks pores, it brightens, it smooths, it does all the stuff. Beetroot extract, which it says is hydrating. Great. Sounds good. Well, I got it and it feels like almost like a water cream. It's really light and it sinks in really fast. And I use it at night and I wake up with still really moisturized skin. And I really put it to the test because, as I told you, I have dry postpartum skin. It is still winter here. It is still cold. And it was really moisturizing. It felt amazing. But it's light enough that you could also use it during the day. So if you're looking for a really just easy, super moisturizing, super clean moisturizer with really good ingredients that's under $35, highly recommend the Nutrient Rich Daily Moisturizer Good Clean Goop. Breastfeeding is way harder than anyone thinks it is. There can be so many unforeseen complications like mastitis, trouble latching, low supply. And at the end of the day, you have to feed your baby no matter what is going on. So for me, my baby latched really easily, but my milk never really came in. It just was not happening, and we absolutely had to switch to formula. We didn't really have a choice. So the formula that we chose is called Bobby, which was approved by our pediatrician, and my son is thriving on it. I love Bobby because it's an FDA-regulated European-style formula that's modeled after breast milk. It has iron, it has DHA, and it's made from organic milk from grass-fed cows and without any extra fillers like corn syrup or palm oil. My plan was to breastfeed, but as we all know, especially if you're a mom, a lot of times plans do not work out. And I am so happy and so grateful that there is a formula option that I feel good about and that I trust. To shop Bobbie for your family, scroll down to the bottom of the show notes for this episode and click that link so that they know I sent you. So I've also gotten a lot of questions about what it's like so far to be a mom in Manhattan. I think from people who don't live in Manhattan have a hard time picturing what it's like without loading up the car and having a backyard and the neighborhood and not having a car and not being able to load up groceries. Yeah, that's a trickster. Not having a ton of different rooms to spread out in and a backyard. Yeah, that's hard. But I think instead of that, what I'm getting is community and not feeling isolated, meaning I'm really grateful and I'm really liking that I don't have to work that hard to feel like I'm around people, to feel a part of something, because I can just walk out my door and the city's busy. I can walk across the street to a coffee shop. I can walk across the street to a restaurant on my block. I really like that part of it. And especially once he gets the rest of his shots and we can take him out more, I'm excited to just put him in the carrier and go to lunch, or put him in the carrier and like meet a friend for coffee and not have to drive a long way. So what I'm missing in space, I feel like I'm getting in other ways, like access, like just being in close proximity to things. And I just want to end with, if you're not watching The Amy Schumer Show on Hulu, Life and Beth, please start. You gotta watch it. It's one of the best shows I've seen in a really long time. Amy is one of my favorite people. First of all, no one makes me laugh like her. But also, she has this amazing talent of finding light moments in really heavy things. Like the way she depicted her pregnancy, which in real life, she did have hyperemesis. And it did not die down after first or second trimester. It went all the way through until the minute she gave birth. Hellacious. She did a special about it, Expecting Amy. She's basically playing herself in this scripted show. And there's still comedy to be had. I mean, the experience of having a doula, for example, when, you know, one of the scenes, the doula was trying to explain to her the perineal massage, like stretching out your vagina so it doesn't tear more during birth. Like, I'm sorry. That's an insane thing to speak about as if it's just like flossing your teeth. Like, it is. Anyway, someone's finally studying severe nausea and hyperemesis in pregnancy because a female scientist finally got it. And apparently there's some sort of gene or hormone that makes people more susceptible to motion sickness and throwing up during pregnancy. So fingers crossed we're doing something about it soon. But in the meantime, thank God for people like Amy Schumer bringing awareness. So anyway, this weekend, get cozy, watch both Expecting Amy and Life and Beth. So stay tuned for more postpartum healing, recovery, beauty, mental health updates, new mom updates, and more amazing guests coming very, very soon. Thank you for listening to Glow Up and Speak Out. If you liked this episode, it would mean so much if you could follow, rate, and review the show on Apple or Spotify. And for more content, make sure to check out our Instagram at Glow Up and Speak Out.